This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we got a little bit of buying strength, at least in the soybean and the wheat markets to start the day here. And corn's been choppy and just kind of at least pressure, but maybe trying to find a little bit of footing. We'll see how the day ends there. But first off, export sales came in. Nothing really big in terms of that in that numbers today. You know, 740,000 sales, new sales for corn, a little over a million metric tons for beans. Not the levels that we need to see to really get this market motivated at all in that regard. We are kind of getting to the end of the harvest window, probably the last 10% of the corn crop, 20% of the soybean crop out there. So maybe some of the harvest pressures, you know, still coming into the marketplace. Biggest thing is for corn right now, it looks a little bit weak technically. It had that consolidation for about 4 or 5 days. We broke through that yesterday, put a new low off of that again today. So it just feels like the front of this corn market right now is a little concerned about the demand side. We're seeing a little more carry get pushed back into the market. Just basically the market telling the producer that, you know, hey, we don't want your corn at this time frame. Soybeans continue to stay friendly overall. Again, those, like I said, export sales, nothing. Numbers weren't anything big today, but we got USDA report next week. Maybe we see that bean yield come down a little bit more. We're in a window where bean demand is pretty good from now till the first of the year.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
At midday, December corn down 1.5 at 473.5. November soybeans up 10.25 at 1301.5. On the Merck, December live cattle up 90 cents at 184.52. November feeder cattle up 327 at 241.85. December lean hogs up 287 at 73.02. December pork cutout up $1.47 at 81.22. And Class 3 milk up 5 cents at 17.29. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.